Rivers was going with it, so I texted you.
Gary, we saw you with a big play in the scrimmage, another big catch today. Do you think we'll get more opportunities as a receiver in this offense?
I think our whole tight end room is going to have the opportunity because we do a tight end by committee. It's not really one guy or the other. So I think we're all going to have that opportunity to get shots like that. And I just was fortunate to get it in the game, in the scrimmage, and then one of them today.
How much does that excite you?
Oh, it's very exciting. Our whole room is excited about it because we loved all the opportunities. Like, we had one thrown deep to Rob today, too, and defense played good coverage on it. But everybody gets the opportunity, and that's what we like about it.
Gary, what about this offense suits you? I mean, it's just clear you're making plays every day.
It's the rest of the offense, too. It's not just one person. They're getting everybody open. So sometimes I'm getting them open. Sometimes our other tight ends are getting them open. Sometimes receivers are getting them open. Sometimes the back. Everybody works together. So it just all works together, how well we're gelling together as an offense.
Do you think you're underrated as a receiver?
Every year I'm categorized as one thing or another. One thing as receiver, 1 year as blocker. So I don't really get into all that kind of stuff. I'm just going out there and doing my job, just like the rest of our tight ends are. And go out and do what the coaches ask.
Are you in better shape this year? You appear faster in space.
That could be a part of the deceptive part, people think. People say I run goofy, but it works. So I don't really know.
Do you feel like in some ways, you can ease the loss of a Jordan Cameron by becoming more involved in the passing game this year?
I think all the tight ends are going to have that opportunity because we all get that opportunity. We all rotate in and do different plays and have different things in together, so you never know who it's going to be. And I think that's just going to take the whole burden off of it.
But your hands are so underrated, aren't they?
That's all what everybody, the media says that. I just go out there and catch the ball. When they throw the ball to me, I'm going to catch it, and that's my job, and that's what we're planning to do.
When you see Pro Football Focus as that, you've probably seen the stat. Yep. You're like, oh, my God, why did they put that out there?
It is funny because some of the guys will give me crap about it and stuff like that, because if you ever drop a ball in practice, even if it's just messing around, oh, there goes your streak. I don't really get into all that kind of stuff because you can't think about it. You just got to go out there and do what you do. And you can't worry about any of that stuff.
Have you had a season like last year where you didn't have a ton of catches, but every catch seemed to be, matter?
I think last year was the first chance I had that opportunity where it was like that, because unfortunately Jordan got hurt, so I stepped into his role, and I had the opportunity on that, so I think that helped.
Were you even aware of that streak until they put that out there?
No. I don't keep track of stats or anything like that, so I really wouldn't know any of that.
How did the skill sets of the tight ends in the room kind of play off each other? It seems like you guys are a little bit different.
People always consider Jim Dre a blocker, but people don't. He's underestimated as a receiver because he can receive. As last year proved, he had plenty big catches, and people don't think he can catch the ball. But he's got great hands. Rob can do both. Everybody sees Rob as speed. He's going to run down the field, and that's all he's going to do. He's not going to block, but he can block. He's proven it out here in practice every day. I try to do both as well. And then we have Bibbs, who's doing everything. And then we just have Manessa just signed, and so we're seeing what he can do. But our group tight end all complement each other. We all can do everything that we're asked to do.
Has Bibbs surprised some people here as an undrafted guy?
I think he surprised some of the coaches, but I think in the tight end room, we've seen what he can do. So he didn't really surprise us because we knew what talent he had, and he's living up to it.
It seems like you and Josh McCown, plus in addition, you guys are playing some tall ball out there. But, I mean, he really seems to find you and like you, and you guys have some nice chemistry going.
I actually played with Josh in Carolina when I was in Carolina, so I have a familiar with him a little bit. He's a born leader, and he's good at finding anybody that gets open, and that's a good thing about him. Like, he's always going to give you his best, and he's going to find anybody that gets open at any time.
Is he even a better quarterback than he was when you played with him in Carolina?
That was tough because he didn't get the opportunity to start in Carolina, so I didn't get to see him in that range. But to me, he's still the same guy. He's a born leader. He's still hitting all the right throws, and he knows the offense in depth.
You think, talking about guys underestimated this and that, is he an underrated guy, especially, as an athlete and things he can do, rolling out like he did in the scrimmage?
I think he definitely can be underestimated because people will look at last year. Oh, he didn't do so well, but there's multiple factors that contributed into that, and it's not just him. And he did great the year before when he started for Chicago. So there's just different factors contribute to all that.
True.
So you can't really say, oh, he's underrated. He's not, because based on seasons, he's a great player in general.
But seasons aside, I mean, his skill set, do you think it's better than most people think?
I think he is. I think he's really good. I think he's a good quarterback.